Each year, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom evaluates violations of religious freedom and reports back to Washington. Religious intolerance has increased in many parts of the world, but in the aftermath of September 11th, the commission also found some reason for hope. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
This year's report includes more than 20 countries. Among the most egregious offenders, it cites Sudan, China, North Korea, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. The chair of the commission, Michael Young, says in some ways, the events of September 11th and the war on terrorism have made the fight against religious intolerance more difficult. But he says it has also given the U.S. greater influence in places like Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, and given new strength to the commission's arguments about what kind of world should be left for the next generation.
Advancing the cause of religious freedom in particular and human rights generally is not only not inconsistent with the war on terrorism, it is in fact the heart of the war. Terrorism finds a happy breeding ground in part because people feel disenfranchised and oppressed, and in fact that at the end of the day we must leave behind societies that give adequate respect to the human dignity of their citizens, and that is in the end the only sure cure for these kinds of problems.
The commission says that advocating religious freedom and respect for human rights does not mean the U.S. is trying to make the world over in its own image.
The gold standard for this commission is not the U.S. Constitution for countries outside the United States.
Commissioner Richard Land.
The gold standard is the U.N. Declaration on Human Rights and other international documents that virtually every country in the world has signed.
The commissioners say combating religious oppression requires both the carrot and the stick. They recommend incentives such as foreign assistance programs and education and cultural exchanges. But they say punitive actions such as sanctions also provide a powerful incentive, not just for oppressive governments, but also for companies that do business with them. Commissioner Nina Shea.
What this would do to the companies, I think, is revealed by what Talisman Energy President Jim Buckey said when he was told about the passage of the Sudan Peace Act, Talisman being one of the companies that would be affected. And he said, no asset is worth that. He said, if it's a choice between the U.S. capital markets and Sudan, we'd be out of Sudan.
The commission also says the United States should support countries that aid in the war on terrorism, but that it needs to be careful not to encourage those who would use it to justify religious oppression. Commissioner Firuz Kazemzadeh cites Chechnya as an example.
About 170 years ago, the Russians invaded. They killed about one-third of the population of Chechnya. Nobody talked about Islam. It was a colonial war, an old-fashioned, straightforward colonial war. All of a sudden now, the continuation of these colonial wars is dressed in the garb of religion.
Chairman Michael Young says despite the obstacles, he's struck by how much more seriously the U.S. and some other governments are taking the issue of religious oppression and acting on the commission's recommendations. That, he says, provides a glimmer of hope that the battle for religious freedom is gaining ground. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.